it's your girl Lami this evening, and it's December 2020. Yippee! We made it. And so this evening I'm gonna be having somebody. You know, 2020 has been, you know, a lot of has had a couple of ups and downs. Anyways, let me not talk too much. My guest today is Jay, and we would be talking about random things. Yeah. Jay, say something.
Hello, subscribers. This is Jay. How you doing?
Yeah. Okay. So, we were talking about, you know, random stuff. But when I started this, I said I was gonna be, you know, I said I was going to blow your mind. Anyways, so today, I'm wondering the scale. I feel like there's a scale between, you know, there's somebody with his mind all messed up. You know, he has all of his demons, all of the things that drives him crazy, the things that makes him who he is. You know, and supposedly, there's somebody on the other side. Oh, you know, he has the whole flowers, he's smelling good. He's the definition of happy, you know. Everything about him oozes beauty. Now, I'm not talking about beauty, your physical form or something. I'm talking about the person's mind, supposedly, is all whitewashed, you know. Has no evil against his neighbor in his mind. He's never felt envy. He's never felt anything. Then there's somebody else, you know. People are on different sides of the scale. Some tilt to the left, some to the right. So now, our experiences in life make us Omar, stay, make us who we are or are not, you know. Some boy in secondary school, because he sends a love letter to another person, a girl in his class. And you know what girl does? Girl goes to the front of the class and reads out the letter, you know. At that point, boy decides, girls are not to be trusted. And he becomes that was his first, you know. Then another time, he tried again. He was in university, say second 200 level, studying urban planning or something in University of Lagos, for instance, you know. And this time he goes to meet somebody that says, okay, not many people really even, you know, she's not really she's a beautiful lady, you know. She probably, you know, very calm person. And he goes to meet her. He's calm too. He feels, oh, girl should feel me, you know. She should like me. And girl again rebuffs him. And he's like, Shanumi Runi. You know. He has maybe two other, what's it called now? The heartbreaks. And he becomes Femi the Yoruba demon. You know. Has other experiences in his life. And for some reason, he's somewhere in that balance, floating. Other experiences in his life, you know. Let's say his mom dies, you know. Or something happens. He becomes broken. Now, we're somewhere in the middle of this divide. And I want to ask you, Jay. What does it feel like? Okay, would you say... Okay, let's say now. We say... I want to label both divides now. I want to label them right for the person that I said had this whole, you know, no evil in his mind, nothing, very good person. So like a light, like the light and the dark. So where would you say you fall to on this scale? Do you fall towards the light or towards the dark? Or are you somewhere hanging in the balance?
If you're looking for day and night... and the evening.
Okay, so we're talking close to the nines. Yeah,
a bit of shade, a bit of light, because that's what all human beings are, really.
Okay.
Yin yang, evil and good, good and evil.
Okay.
You feel me? So some cells have to die to bring
up another new ones.
New ones. So from the beginning of time, evil and good have been going hand in hand.
Okay.
There's this chapter, this story in the Bible that confirms that. Not verbatim now, it's like the evil spirit in the presence of God left to torment Saul.
Yeah.
So when in the Bible they say, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Principality dwelling in where?
High places.
So heavenly places might not really be God is here and the devil is here. They might be residing side to side. It's just that one is good and one is evil. And have you ever thought the cause of the rivalry between good and evil?
Well, you have anything to say about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Something must have... Okay. Now we're getting kind of spiritual.
Oh yeah, I love spiritual.
Because there is no okay. There's no correct answer.
Okay.
This question might look absurd, but have you asked yourself this question? Who created God? The idea of God is the hand of the human mind. Because you can't go any further.
Yeah.
That's why when you die in your dream, you wake up immediately. You don't know what's on the other side. No one knows. So when maybe like someone kills you in your dream, you wake up. You can't go any further than that.
Yeah.
So for me, the quest to understand our origin brought us to the concept of God. I believe there's a God.
Okay.
But I'm just trying to be logical now.
Okay.
Okay. Lamide begot Jay. Jay begot this, and they were tracing the family tree and everything.
The analogy,
Now they got to Adam. Yeah. What's up, Adam? And Adam told them, God. That's the end.
Okay.
Some people will tell you, some scholars will tell you that Adam was the first man. But do you agree with me that it wasn't the only man God created as Adam?
Well, I haven't come to that level of understanding yet. So.
I will explain.
Okay.
The proof is in the Bible again. Cain killed Abel.
Yeah.
He went to another land.
Mm-hmm.
He met another person there.
Yeah.
And he got married.
Okay. Now, I've actually thought about this bit before. I have.
So?
So you're wondering where did this whole other family come from?
God created... That's why we have different stories about the origin of man. You can't really just say Adam. Adam was the first person in the Middle East. I'll accept that. When Mungo Park got to River Niger, he met people there now.
Yeah.
Aha. So I think I'm the victim now.
Yeah.
You can see
we were saying that.
You can see that I'm the evening.
You really are the evening. Okay, so we're saying evening to night. Right. So on this scale now, you said you are close to night. But I haven't really seen you, act in such a way that would suggest that human beings, there's this Bible verse that says, judge not, so you will not be judged. This is Matthew 7:7 now.
Okay.
You know.
Hallelujah.
So we find people, you know, we find sinners judging sinners differently for doing... sinning differently.
True.
Now, so I was looking at Insta blog Ninja today, and you know, I think it was about this. There was this person that was accused of fraud, fraudulent activities, and the people were saying stuff. And then I'm like, you where they talk, sir. Because in the presence of God that we know,
there's no blemish.
Apart from even that, there's no sin, still the same sin in everybody's religion.
Sure.
You know, there's supposed to be some punishments, and there's also supposed to be some enjoyment. That's the way it is. If you check all the religions, that's what it promises you. At the end of your time, your mortal time, your time here, because they all agree that your spirit transcends elsewhere, you know, and you start doing something else. So there is punishment and there is reward in the eyes of everybody. Anyway, so from all we've been saying, you know, it's obvious that you've really thought about a lot of things, you know. I know some of us are actually naturally more inquisitive than other people are. Some people accept the fact that, you know, there were two people created at a time. Then some other people thought about, okay, how do we now have so many races? You know, how? I actually never even thought about that part until recently, you know. So maybe like that is when the Big Bang thing, you know, probably now comes to play and say, okay, something happened and there was a big explosion and we now have so many races. And even when you now remix those races, you have new races and stuff. Anyway, so like you said, you are on the evening part of the skill, right? Okay, so I love music so much. Music has helped me. I'm somebody that spends a lot of time in my head, you know. So music helps me sometimes, you know, want to get out of a place that I've boxed myself in my mind into, you know. Music helps me to get out of it. Or sometimes I actually want to stay in that space, you know. It's just kind of therapeutic for me. What has music done for you, Jay? Or do you even really listen to music like that?
No. Okay. I hardly listen to music.
Why?
It's not as if I don't like music.
Yeah?
Or I'm not open to new music. It's just that most times I like chilling in silence.
Okay.
Even if I'm not doing anything. So music kind of interrupts
that flow,
and it's like the musician it's will find a way to influence my day or my mood. If I'm unsure of my mood
at a time,
I'll listen to music take me to a certain place.
Okay.
But if I'm sure of where I am, I will sit in silence.
Okay, so you're saying this silence is your go-to place?
Yes, that's it. I might just be scrolling through my phone. Now, even when I come across all these comedy skits, I'll just scroll past them because I don't want anything to interrupt noise.
Would you say that you are allowing your demons to roam free?
Sure.
You know, the reason I'm bringing this is, sorry, I have to bring another Bible verse again. You know, there was this time that, I don't know who healed, I think one of the disciples of Jesus healed somebody of a demon-possessed man, you know, and they left. But when they left, there was no place for them to go to.
That's the entire story.
Yeah, so, not even, that was a Jesus' miracle.
Okay.
You know, so, there was no, the demons left this person, right? And
they needed another host.
Then there was no, the demons, during the space of the time they left, nothing else occupied the person's mind for that period. And because not, the demons came back 7 times. Than they were before, because they're like, oh, Ayetishile, oya kawole, oya. Everywhere is cultured enough for us to come and dwell, you know. So you're saying you like sitting in the silence?
You know,
are you leaving space for them to come back in?
When you're listening to music, sorry to cut you short. When you're listening to music, the music, the singer, the beat, they're releasing certain vibes into your circle, into your space.
Mm-hmm.
Before the song came into the system, something must have influenced that particular song.
Okay.
No matter how you put it, vibes and demons can be used interchangeably.
Of course.
So, the music is releasing certain demons into you.
Hmm.
So you're now asking yourself, mm-mm, do you need more demons right now, or the ones that I have are okay for me? Odip.
Damn, Odip.
So that's why some people relate to Bob Marley. Some people will relate to Juju music.
Yeah.
Because the vibes
and some will take from soul music too.
Is interacting with their own demons. Like,
at the time.
Juju music is the music for me. And some people will be like, oh, it has to be pop.
Yeah.
And the craziest of souls go for rock.
Mm-hmm.
Hard metal stuff.
Yeah.
So imagine the kind of demons residing
in
them.
Damn. Like... I had this thing like some, was it 3 months ago? You know, I had this heartbreak sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've never really been someone that really likes rock music. I don't really dig rock, except maybe some soft rock like Nickelback and stuff. And so I find myself these midnights and I'm like, going on Boomplay to look for rock music. Emilami, rock.
Something in you was demanding,
you know,
that rock.
And I went to look for stuff and I'm like, man, my soul was really vibing to this stuff, like on another level, another scale. Yeah, so I get what you're
that's
saying.
Like, you know, when you come across certain people, before their first hello, you're already liking them.
Yeah.
There's some people as well, before their first hello, you'd be like, I'll
you
never
like,
like this one.
Yeah, you just have this straight up stuff.
It.
Yeah.
So that's vibes, that's demon, and it take us back
to the beginning, the scale.
Beginning.
Yeah.
What is normal? Mm. There's nothing that's normal. Like I mentioned earlier, before, and it's just common.
That was before we started
podcast.
Okay, can you just say it again for us?
So there's nothing like normal.
Okay.
What you have is common.
Mm.
Okay. If you take a Pasuma song, you take it to Mushin, people will vibe to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Take Pasuma song, huh?
Yeah.
Take it to Helsinki in Finland.
Mm-hmm.
People will be like,
what's happening, dude?
And you start vibing to it.
Okay.
They'll say you're not normal.
Mm-hmm.
But it's normal in Mushin.
Yeah.
What you have is, this is common music here.
Mm-hmm.
It's
but
not
it's
common.
Not there.
So you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
What you have is common. If you are a dwarf living among 80 million dwarfs,
mm-hmm,
you will be normal.
Normal, yeah.
But once you step out and go to a country that the average height is 5 feet, 6 feet,
mm-hmm,
you'll be like, you will be the abnormal one.
One there. Yeah.
So, and when you make a friend from that country,
mm-hmm,
you now take your 6 foot friend to
your own
country of 80 million dwarfs, it will become
abnormal. Yeah.
So what is normal?
I feel you. Yeah, so basically...
So when people go mad, they are taking them out of a realm. The human realm, which is normalcy, to another realm. That's what they've done. If it's spiritual matter, that's what they've done. Basically, what is normal?
It's just what is common.
It's just what is common.
So you are saying that, you know, they take the mad person, you know, when a person becomes mad, it is such a spiritual madness.
Taken away
from
the
realm,
human realm to another realm entirely. That's why mad people, they still watch the road before they cross.
Yeah.
But you are telling me that they are not normals.
True. What?
And it's rare for you to see a madman covered with feces or urine. They must have been defecating somewhere.
Yeah. I haven't noticed they have.
Have you seen a madman?
Are you watching a mad person like that?
Have you seen a madman poo-poo in the middle of the road?
No.
In most cases, they just keep on moving. They are in another realm. So the realm that they are is not common. That's why I refer to them as abnormal. And when they try to explain themselves,
yeah,
it's like a drunk man trying to explain himself. Everything goes, what's this one trying to say?
So that's why they know there's this. They say, you know, this in for normal people, normal now in quotes. Now they say we get 5 minutes madness.
Sure.
For some other people, so they say for the mad people too, they get five minutes of sanity. Okay. Yeah. So
this world is deep.
Yeah, it is. It is.
That's why you see me as stable, because I understand certain things about life. When someone is acting irrational, it took me a while to get to this state of not really, it's rare for me to be angry, but I might show my displeasure
at certain stuff. Yeah,
but anger to some extent is rare these days.
So how have you been able to keep that part of yourself in check?
Scenario planning.
Okay, so tell
if
us
I
about
say this, it will lead to this. It might lead to this. I can't just say. Why should I? I should just say this always and let it go. And you must always have a goal. Why do you want to say this? Why do you want to fight that person? Okay, now you've won the battle. Does that make you a better person?
Okay.
Why don't you use that 5 minutes of fighting to have a bottle of beer?
Okay, so sometimes the mind is, like I said, I used the beautiful adjective. I like to see what makes people peak. I like to try to get them to see if I could, you know? So, like you have said, Jay, your mind is tilted towards the other side. And it doesn't mean that your mind is not still beautiful,
mm-hmm,
or another person's mind is not.
To buttress your point, it's just okay to be different.
Yeah.
Because I can't overemphasize this. There's nothing like normal. It's just coming around here.
Yeah.
That's why when a white man comes around here, in this neighborhood, he's going to do some stuff that you consider abnormal.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a black man going to white man's country as well. They'd be like, oh, you're eating with your fingers. What's that paste you're eating?
Yeah.
Hot water and flakes. Ever. That's weird.
Yeah.
Aha. So it's just common, uncommon, natural, unnatural. I was having a discussion with let me use the word the an homophobic person.
Okay.
So I was trying to explain to him that, okay, I don't really dig homosexuals.
Yeah.
But I don't see them as abnormal.
Abnormal, yeah.
It's just not natural,
mm-hmm,
for a man to want to sleep with another man.
Okay.
Because even your body doesn't produce fluid naturally.
Mm-hmm.
You have to use Vaseline and all other stuff.
Mm.
So that's why I say it's not natural.
Okay.
But if that's what you want to do, do you.
Mm.
That's just it. So it was like, oh, that's true. It's just, it's just crazy.
So it's just basically about choices.
Just
even
choices.
What is not normal to you is normal to some other person.
That's it.
So, yeah, it's okay to be different.
We're wired differently.
Yeah.
So you don't expect everybody to be like you or someone from your race or someone from your family.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to be able to say, hey, I look abnormal to some other person as well.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy looks abnormal to me.
Yeah,
oh,
so
life
fine.
Goes on. Life goes on.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so we have heard it this evening. It's okay to be different. We all have different minds. You can go look up something, theory of mind. Sometime early this year, you know, of the whole pandemic thingy, yeah, I did some research, you know, while I was ghostwriting a book. And, you know, theory of your mind, you know, good thing there. And it's okay to be different. We all have different perspectives. We all have different experiences. And it's what makes us different from one another. Just try. Don't judge anybody. Judge not. Don't be judged. The mind is different. And that's what makes it so beautiful. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful evening.